This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person, and an undetermined number of residents are still missing in the rubble. Rescuers have pulled out dozens of survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danella Levine Cava told WPLG that everything is being done to try to get anyone who's trapped. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. U.S. President Joe Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Following a meeting with Senate Democrats and Republicans, Biden said the bipartisan agreement for infrastructure legislation demonstrates that American democracy can deliver. Money would go to things like roads and highways and broadband, to efforts to tackle climate change. Cast at the side for now are other Biden priorities, such as money for child care. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans are opposed to that step, having successfully cut the rate during the previous administration. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit on Friday to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office, following criticism from members of both parties for failing to go earlier, despite her role leading the Biden administration's response to a steep increase in migration. So far, she's focused largely on outreach to local leaders and advocacy groups with the goal of improving economic and living conditions in the Central American region. Harris has said her goal is to offer residents of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico hope for their future, so they no longer feel compelled to leave home for better opportunities. Harris will arrive in the area just 2 days before former President Donald Trump is to visit the border with a group of House Republicans and Texas Republican governor, and Trump is certain to use the opportunity to drive Republican attacks on Democrats as soft on immigration. A rare tornado struck along the Czech Republic's southern border Thursday evening, destroying parts of some towns as strong winds, storms swept through the area and injured at least 150 people, according to emergency services and media reports. A Czech television meteorologist said the tornado along the Austrian border, well southeast of the capital Prague, may have reached an F3, F4 levels with winds hitting up to 267 kilometers per hour. That would make it the strongest in the Central European country's modern history and the first tornado since 2018. Well, Derek Chauvin, the former police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd, faces up to 40 years in prison when he is sentenced on Friday in Minneapolis. Chauvin was convicted in April of second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter in Floyd's death. The former police officer has been in jail since his conviction. Floyd, a black man, was killed in May of 2020 when Chauvin was white, kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes, or more than 9 minutes. Chauvin also faces separate federal civil rights charges in Floyd's deaths. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in France, his latest stop in a multi-nation tour, where he will meet Friday with President Emmanuel Macron, following up on President Biden's recent meetings with allies in the region to boost transatlantic relationships. Blinken is also scheduled to visit the Vatican, where the agenda includes combating climate change and human trafficking. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.